taxpayer-funded organization support group responsible for all ages Kansas drag show. By Catherine Hamilton on October 24, 2022. The Kansas Creative Arts and Industries Commission, KKIC, and a Wichita NPR station, which both receive state and federal tax dollars, have supported an organization that hosted an all-ages Halloween drag show on October 22. Sponsors of the event either downplay or deny their involvement. The event, called Dada Ball, was held at Chainlink Gallery Place, part of the Harvester Arts Organization, and advertised as a free, all-ages evening of music, fashion, drag and dancing. TheDailyMail.com first reported the story on October 24, and alleged that the KKIC, which is part of the Kansas Department of Commerce, was partially responsible for funding the show. Since the story was published, fact-checkers found that the KKIC grant cited in the report was not actually used to directly fund the all-ages drag show. The $7,500 visiting artist grant to Harvester Arts was instead used to support an individual artist's work at Chainlink Gallery Place. However, the KKIC appears to have a history of funding Harvester Arts, the organization responsible for hosting the drag show. Harvester Arts website states that it has received funding for general operational support from the City of Wichita, the Kansas Creative Arts Industries Commission and the National Endowment for the Arts, which is a federal agency. The organization also says it received funding from the KKIC during the pandemic in 2020. Moreover, the interim director of the KKIC, Kate Van Steenhuys, appears to be a co-founder of Harvester Arts. Both Steenhuys's LinkedIn page and the KKIC website list her as the interim director. Harvester Arts appears to have removed Steenhuys from its Who We Are page, though a cached version of the Harvester Arts website lists her as a co-founder. Local media named Steenhuys in an article about Harvester Arts as recently as January 31, 2022, while her LinkedIn page says she has worked as interim director of KKIC for more than 2 years. Breitbart News reached out to the Kansas Department of Commerce, Harvester Arts, and Steenhuys for comment about how much funding KKIC has given to Harvester Arts and about Steenhuys's current relationship with Harvester Arts given her position with the commission. No one responded by time of publication. The Chainlink Gallery Place thanked event sponsors in a Facebook post, which include local NPR station KMUW and the Wichita State University, WSU, College of Fine Arts School of Art, Design and Creative Industries, ADCI. The full Facebook post can be seen below. Local NPR station KMUW, which receives state and federal funding, told Breitbart News that the KMU provides 15-second radio spots for nonprofit events. These media sponsorships include the name of the event, time and place. No money is involved. The Wichita State University, WSU, College of Fine Arts School of Art, Design and Creative Industries, ADCI, also listed as a sponsor, said in a statement that the school did not sponsor the all-ages drag show. WSU did note it is committed to the wellness and success of all students, faculty, staff and community members in their expression of gender and sexuality. KMU is notably licensed to Wichita State University, and WSU also receives state and federal funding. The WSU College of Fine Arts School of Art, Design and Creative Industries, ADCI, did not sponsor a drag show. There is a private philanthropic group known as the WSU Art and Design Advocates who may have donated funds in support of WSU fine arts students in a 3D design wearable art project that coincided with a drag show fashion event, WSU said in a statement. The statement continues. KMU is a public radio station hosted by Wichita State University. KMU provides 15-second radio spots for nonprofit events. These media sponsorships include the name of the event, time and place. No money was involved. These short radio spots announcing local community events are part of KMU's community outreach efforts. Wichita State University is committed to preserving and supporting freedom of thought, speech, and expression on our campus and in our programs. The university is further committed to the wellness and success of all students, faculty, staff and community members in their expression of gender and sexuality. The DailyMail.com obtained images of the October 22 event showing scantily clad drag performers dancing at the Wichita event in front of both adults and young children. Many drag performers also have a history of posting to social media about exposing children to drag shows, posting sexually explicit images, and glorifying satanic imagery. On January 18, 2020, performer Freddie Dalmastar posted on Facebook that the thought that drag is inherently something that must be kept from children enrages me. On June 19, 2022, Star posted a meme on Facebook of children being doused in a rainbow. On September 22, 2019, Effie Darling posted a drag photo with another performer on Instagram that depicted satanic imagery. On October 2, 2022, Darling posted a flyer on Facebook for a drag show that was marketed as for all ages. Performer Fatality Kao Koto Yura shared a video on Facebook on June 6, 2022, of children attending a drag performance. On June 14, 2022, Dead Nettle posted on Instagram that he was sick of reading all this drivel about these proposed laws to ban minors from attending drag shows. Breitbart News additionally reached out to Kansas Democrat Governor Laura Kelly's re-election campaign and the Kansas GOP for comment but did not receive a response by time of publication. Correction: this story was revised to clarify that the Kansas Creative Arts and Industries Commission did not fund the Halloween drag show, but rather had financially supported in the past the organization that hosted the event.